The following programming is sponsored by Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
You know, Grounds for Sculpture in Hamilton, New Jersey has extended night forms through April 3rd. Night Forms is a mind-bending sound and sight experience that you shouldn't miss. We'll tell you more in our first segment.
It's time to start pruning fruit trees. We'll tell you what to do during the first quarter of the year to ensure a bumper crop in our second segment.
Looking for a tree or shrub that is a sure winner? Every year, the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society selects plants that are outstanding and label them gold medal plants. Julio and I will discuss this year's winners.
In our fourth segment, we're going to talk about a flowering plant that is one of the earliest bloomers in the landscape, Helleborus, a.k.a. Lenten Rose.
Paul called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline, and like so many of you, he's struggling with his houseplants during the winter. We'll give him a hand in our last segment.
So stay tuned, and we'll be right back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPeat is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPeat. EcoPeat is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water holding capacity. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniels Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA. Smeltzer & Son Feed Supply, Route 9, Cape May, New Jersey. Mastardi Nursery, Chester Pike, Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, Herfel Cross Keys Road, Washington Township, New Jersey. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, Len, you know, Grounds for Sculpture in Hamilton, New Jersey has extended their incredible after-dark experience called Night Forms until April 3rd. How about that?
It's incredible because they were going to stop it in, I think it was February.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that they've extended it another month. Mm-hmm. And it is like going to like a Pink Floyd concert. You know, it's like where it is kind of psychedelic and where it just It's very cool.
Going back to Woodstock, aren't you?
No. Woodstock is baby stuff compared to this.
Okay.
Okay, so it's from a group called Clip Collective, and it's, again, they take the sculptures and the plants, and they use lights, sound, video, and that they take the sculptures and they map the sculptures out, and they overlay on top of the sculptures a lit, it's like bizarre, some of them, but it's lit, and it's really specifically targeted to each sculpture, and that the views change and the patterns change, and you're drawn along the path by music and by the show itself. Mm-hmm. It is, it's amazing. I mean, there are some videos up on YouTube and that, you know, just put in Grounds for Sculpture and put in, again, the night forms, and you'll see a sample of what it's like. But it's in person, it's incredible. And it's during the winter, and they're extending it until April. But the beautiful thing is it's just different because everybody thinks, oh, gardens, springtime, right, summer, fall. But this is when there's nothing out, nothing on the trees, and they have lighting set up all over from, like, okay, people, you may out there, just bear with us. You may not understand. And I'm going, Julie, remember when we were there?
Right.
Right?
Right.
And there was a grove of trees that created like an arbor.
Oh, yes.
They were a natural native red maple, mm-hmm, really close together.
Yes.
And what it did is it made this like tunnel effect.
Yeah.
Every one of those trees are lit, uh-huh, and that they go in like a sequence really fast that like draws you through, uh-huh, and that the colors change,
right,
and it's amazing. Uh-huh. It's kind of weird where uh-huh, it's, you know, I've got a quote here from the creative director. His name is Ricardo Rivera, and that Hispanic.
Hey. Yeah, how about that?
Right there. And this is a quote. He said, you're exploring, going on a journey, exploring, being led, and you say, whoa, what is this? What's this? It's a weird trip that on your drive home, you're like, whoa, that was really weird. And that's what you want. That's what he wants. Yeah. That's what he's going for.
That's
so
right.
It is pretty intense. Yeah. And that, again, it's, mm-hmm, it is... I can't wait. I have not gone, and that with the snow that we just had, it made it hard.
Sure.
But I am going to go, mm-hmm, before February 20th. So I'm going to tell you all about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
I'm going to tell you all about it, you know, on either the next show or the show after. How do you describe it? I mean, you watched it.
I watched the video, yeah. It's pretty.
Some of that
music and the actual colors that go with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the video, the part where they put all the lighting effect.
Right.
It goes with the music. It's incredible.
That's the point.
Yeah, it is unbelievable how they did that, and it got upbeat. Where a time I wanted to dance.
I would have liked to have seen that.
An old guy like me dancing in between those those trees there. Oh my goodness.
You know what? Some of my notes here. It's like the sound is a big part of the experience.
Right.
It helps create that dream state,
right,
from like hypnotic sequences, uh-huh, to like what you were just saying. Pulsating rhythms,
right,
that transform the images in front of you. And
wow,
where those of us that have been to Grounds for Sculpture know that it's like, well, that's a slab of marble.
Right.
You know, with a hole in it. And that, okay, I'm sorry for the artist to, like, you know, right,
I just
I'm a horticulturist, all right? I can't say anymore. But when you look at it, when it has that projection on top of it, it's amazing. And like they have that grouping where it's basically marble stairs, right? Like stadium seating kind of.
Sure.
But they use it and it looks like Close Encounters a Third Time where the spaceships are doing all this music stuff. That's what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it is pretty neat.
It is incredible. I encourage everybody, get out of the house. Cabin fever, you probably got it. COVID fever.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
get out, breathe some fresh air, and head down to Hamilton, Jersey. It's centralized Jersey, and it is just a fun place because of the sculptures that they have there look like real people.
Yeah, they do.
Look like real people.
You got to go during the day for that.
Yeah, but no, you can. They're lit up at night.
Because of this. Oh,
they're
all
lit up. Usually, wow. I think they're usually that there's only maybe a couple of nights where maybe they have it open with spotlights on them, but with this, it's all open.
Oh, that's great.
There's a restaurant there, Rat Restaurant. Nice. Very good restaurant. Very good. Uh-huh. Make a night of it. Date night. Valentine's Day is coming up.
There you go, Brett.
Yeah. Brett, Valentine's Day. You know?
Come on, Dad.
Yeah, got a steady yet?
Yeah, I got one.
You do?
All right.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah.
You like this
playing
for
a field,
sculpture.
Yeah. Anyway.
This garden for sculptures is your thing now.
This would be great. You'd
Yeah, give me the information afterwards.
All right. Okay. Yeah, well, aren't you listening? Yeah. Anyway. And one thing is that the Grounds for Sculpture is part of the America's Garden Capital, which is in this area from, say, New York to Delaware. And there is the largest concentration of, let's see, gardens, public gardens, arboretums, and historic landscapes. Amazing. And it's all within, say, 30 miles, 40 miles of Philadelphia.
That's amazing.
And what the cat passport is, it actually looks like a passport.
It does.
It's the exact size. And then we're on YouTube. So any of you looking on YouTube, here it is. And that where you get a stamp, and that every time you go to a different arboretum or garden, they'll stamp it. And that you're basically trying to get through and seeing all of the gardens in the area. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, Bartram Gardens, Tyler Arboretum, Grounds for Sculpture, Longwood Gardens.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right. And that, it's just, it's amazing on how fortunate we are that we have so many gardens in this area.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'll tell you what, this night forms.
It's got you pumped up.
It does. It does. You know, those of you of a certain age will remember the Pink Floyd concerts.
That's right.
Okay, and that is kind of what it's like. It's a good time, and you'll be wowed for sure.
Yes, you will.
All right. Anything to add, Julio?
No, I think you can have
a good time. I talked the entire time?
No, yeah. I think you're going to have a good time with this.
I'm going to. I'm going to. All right. We're going to be right back right after these messages. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor organic potting soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend organic potting soil is available at these local retailers.
Tony's Farm and Garden, Windsor, New Jersey. Espen Shades Garden Centers and Greenhouse, Lititz, Pennsylvania. Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, with all that snow, and all the, I've been sitting around doing nothing, feeling lazy, feeling lazy, and just like, you know, I feel like a bear hibernating. But you know what? It's time to do stuff in the garden.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's time to prune your fruit trees.
Yes.
Don't fear the shears. That's right. You know, you're actually we're actually a week late, but with that snow, we'll give everybody a break. Mm-hmm. You know, you begin pruning apples and pears first, and that you're going to just tip them back. You want to keep a strong pyramid shape, wide at the base, narrow up on the top, and you're going to tie any dwarf trees to support or stake or trellis. You're going to get out there and take care of that. And don't, and we talk about this all the time.
Right.
People will use like really, like say a string and they tie it and they girdle the trees.
Yeah, it does.
Don't do that. Yeah. Use something soft, something that's a little stretchy.
Mm-hmm.
That really is what you want to do.
Right.
And again, they need to grow. So they haven't grown yet. Mm-hmm. Look for any disease or insect issues. You may see like say a scale on the fruit trees and that just be aware of it. It might be a little bit too early to spray, but you're going to spray, you know, in another month for sure. Mm-hmm. And then all the stuff that you cut out, don't leave it underneath your tree.
Oh, no.
Right? I mean, what you need to do is you need to go and get rid of it because if there's disease that's on those clippings, it's going to spread to the rest of the plant.
Yeah.
So,
Yep.
What else do we need to do?
Oh yeah. Now, then you got to prune the cherry and plum trees also.
Okay.
The sour cherry trees tend to be the spreading ones. So, and can be pruned. You gotta have it like a bowl shaped.
Yeah, right? They get real wide.
Yeah, they get real wide. Yep.
Yep.
And then the sweet cherry trees are best pruned like apple trees. So you have that
pyramidal type.
And the plum trees vary in their growth habits, so that they're often pruned like a bowl shaped also. So.
Yeah. And, you know, late winter, so we're talking about really, I guess, late February, March,
right.
Is the best time to prune peach, nectarine, and apricot trees because fall and early winter pruning may expose the trees to winter injury and have canker infections.
You know what that...
You know, it's just you don't see. You were talking about how fruit trees, you know, you gave up.
I did.
Lazy bum, you. You just said it was just too much work.
Too much work. Yeah.
But if you go and dedicate yourself to pruning and spraying at the right time, you're going to have a great crop fruit.
Mm-hmm. You have to be dedicated with that. I mean, you know, get yourself a method going and. You got to be really on top of it.
Right. And you don't have to have 10 fruit trees. You can get one fruit tree, but it's a little, you're about a month too early for new planting new fruit trees.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to wait until the ground is able to be worked. And that even the nurseries aren't going to have them in until probably middle of March. So you got to wait. Around that same time, it's time for a dormant spray on stone fruits for sure, and that they get sprayed before their buds begin to swell.
Swell up, yeah.
So, but make sure you read the label on everything that you're doing. Don't go and just spray it because you think that it's supposed to be sprayed. Mm-hmm. The one good thing is that you can't really screw up. If you just buy a, you know, general fruit tree spray, that's going to be, you know, it's going to be, that's going to work.
Right.
But the best thing to do is go to your independent garden center, your local garden center, and ask them what the best one is.
Right.
Because some, you know, although they'll all do the same type of thing, some do it better than others and will last longer or will control certain disease issues better. So make sure you go into your local garden center and ask them about a spray that you can put on your fruit trees. Mm-hmm. Now, dormant oil spray is easy.
Oh, yeah.
That's easy. That's what you could put dormant oil spray on your azaleas, your rhododendrons.
Anywhere.
And you know what? If you're spraying your fruit trees with dormant oil spray, you should spray all of your shrubs.
Yeah, that's an easy
one. The thing about this, like for instance, Julio, where euonymus scale.
Oh, sure.
Euonymus scale gets on euonymus, and it's like if you plant euonymus, you better be ready to spray because it's just something that seems like they come with, you know? So, but they're a host-specific plant.
Right.
Now, if you use the dormant spray on your fruit trees and then spray your other plants, it's going to clean them up and it's going to work real well. And understand this, dormant oil spray does not poison the insect. What it does is it coats the insect and it smothers the insect and it's inorganic. It is not an inorganic, it is an organic insecticide. Beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's you're going to do that in March.
Yep.
Pruning is what you get to do right now. And that's what you should do.
Yeah, don't skip this.
Nope.
No, because you'll be hurting.
Anything to add, Hull?
Yeah, it's just, for those of you who haven't cleaned your pruner yet, get those clean before you start cutting it.
Good advice.
Okay?
How do you clean your pruners?
Water and a little bit of bleach.
Yeah.
That's what I use.
Okay. All right. And you want to, before you say go from your fruit trees to your roses, clean them in between. So that you're not spreading one to the other.
That's right. Yeah. That's critical. Yeah.
Yep. All right. We've got a break. We'll be back right after this. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPete is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPete. EcoPete is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water holding capacity. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniel's Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA. Neighbors Garden Center, Main Street, Hellertown, PA. Rhodes Garden, Delcab Pike, North Wales, Pennsylvania. Rourke Farm Supply, Elmer, New Jersey. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomer's Home and Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brome Squirrel Proof Feeder, which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds. Bloomer's Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Cole, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomer's Blend. Bloomer's Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomers Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society Gold Medal Plant Program is a resource for anyone looking for their perfect tree, shrub, vine, or a perennial plant, huh, Len?
It is. It is. They've started this many years ago, so there's a collection that they have that's a long list. Mm-hmm. But what we're going to talk about right now is we're going to talk about the winners this year that have been deemed gold medal plants. Yeah, and one thing that we know, but most people don't know, is that some of these plants are old.
Oh, yeah.
They can be really old plants. So it's not like a new introduction or that great new hydrangea. Mm-hmm. These are tried and true plants that have not been deemed gold medal. Mm-hmm. And that it's nice they do that because a lot of them are available in the trade.
Yes.
And available at your local garden center. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, a Abelia grandiflora Little Richard. Mm-hmm. It's a type of glossy Abelia. That has been around for a while. Autumn Blaze is a native red maple, Acer Freeman Autumn Blaze. And that's been around for decades. You know, it's been around for a long
Oldie
time.
Oldie book goodie, huh?
Yeah, what's the next one, Hulm?
Yeah, the next one's Cornuscusa Scarlet Fire.
That is a Rutgers introduction. Yes. As a proud proud resident of the state of New Jersey.
Yes.
That there was a series of dogwoods that were introduced that were resistant to dogwood and anthracnose, mm-hmm. where Cornus Florida, those of you keep up with me, Cornus Florida has issues with some different diseases and such. Where Cornuscusa does not, and where Cornuscusa used to only be white,
right?
They developed a red version of it.
Very beautiful.
It is. It is. What's the next one, Holm?
Next one is Heuchera caramel corabels.
Talk about being around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
way back. Huh?
Yeah, it's, you know... All right, Heuchera.
Heuchera, yeah.
Another
How many
one.
Are there?
All right. Next is Ilex opaca, which is an American holly, mm-hmm. and the variety is Maryland Dwarf. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to go through the names first, and then we're going to go through exactly what makes them special. Mm-hmm. What's next, Julio?
Yeah, the next one is Pycnanthemum, and it's a mountain mint.
Right. And it is a native.
Yeah, it's a native perennial here.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
all right. So we're going to start going back to the first plant on our list, Abelia grandiflora, Little Richard.
Yeah, I wonder why they got that name. Little Richard.
There you go. You're dating yourself, Julio. Yeah.
You said it's an old plant.
Well, I didn't say it's that old, but Little Richard. All right, so what makes this interesting is that Abelias flower for a long time, and they're a shrub that they're semi-evergreen. Most of the time they are not. That they have white flowers. They attract bees and butterflies, man. And they are a real good pollinator.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Gorgeous. They bloom in late spring and early summer. Mm-hmm. And the foliage of this one, it turns like an orange pink in the fall.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah. Grows kind of fat and it fast, but you can. Uh-huh. It's not doesn't get to be leggy like the native or not native, but the many of the other abelias can. Right. It is deer resistant.
Oh boy!
Can I say that again?
Deer resistant. Deer resistant, everybody. Hardy, zone 6 to 9.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So it's, again, it is a great plant because the fall color, the flowering, because it's a pollen, attracts pollinators.
Right.
And it does flower for a really long time.
Yeah. And deer resistant. How many times do you get people coming in?
It's getting worse and worse. I mean, everybody's arborvitaes. They look like, you know, they're vase shaped.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah.
All right. What's next, Julio?
The Acer Autumn Blaze. Oh, that's got to be a beautiful plant. Oh, yeah. It's
great fall color. Yeah.
Gets about to be about 40 footer.
Yep.
Yep. Same width. It's a great plant to have in a landscape for, you know, a nice backdrop.
Right. And, it's a shade tree.
Shade tree. Yeah. Great.
It's a shade tree. Yeah. And also deer resistant.
Yeah.
Bridget, and it's all about the fall color.
Right. It is.
Great fall color.
Great fall color.
But it also can tolerate both wet and dry soils.
Look at that. Wow.
So it's an amazing plant. That's why it made the list. You know, after all these years, you'd think it would have been on it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it is a stunning tree.
A fast grower, too.
That's right.
Grower.
That's right. Yeah. Similar to like a native Acer rubrum, native red maple.
Right.
But this is in its own category. It's a Freeman maple, not an Acer rubrum. Right. So orange red fall color. That's what makes it really special.
Oh yeah.
Now the next one, and we sell this plant and have sold it for years, is Cornus Cusa. It's a Cusa dogwood, and the variety is Scarlet Fire. Mm-hmm. The flower is a pink, beautiful pink.
Oh, gorgeous.
It can adapt well to soils like where you can have some phytophthora problems and some root rot problems to where, you know, the tree just peters out and shrivels up, where this variety is more tolerant of poor soils, and it doesn't get too big.
No.
Yeah, it's going to be about 20 feet. Mm-hmm. At the most, and probably about 15 in width.
Wow.
It is deer and disease resistant, and that disease resistance is the thing that is key, and that's why it was developed. Mm-hmm. Hardy zone 5 to 8. So if you're looking for a pink dogwood, you want to go and look for Scarlet Fire.
Yes.
Dogwood. And I'm not going to go confuse you with botanical names, but again, Scarlet Fire dogwood. It's stunning.
It is stunning.
Flowers are big too.
Oh yeah, they're big.
Flowers are big, and it's a really good pink.
Yeah.
Where some of the Cusa pinks are kind of washed out.
Yeah.
This one is pink. a real true pink.
Yeah, this is a real nice, intensive pink.
Yep. What's next?
The Heuchera, your favorite caramel.
You know, don't give me a hard time. I'm just sick of coral bells. You know, Heuchera this, Heuchera that. There's another purple one. You know, come on.
But this one is special. Yeah, it is special. You know,
why is it special?
It's a three-interest kind of a plant in spring, summer, and fall. So, you know, the color is really the important part of that.
What color is it?
It's a caramel color. It's like a
apricot.
Apricot, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And underneath is probably a little bit of a burgundy-ish, maybe.
Right.
You know,
it used to be that I'm showing my colors again. It used to be coral bells were grown for the flower, not because they were purple or, you know, or their foliage. But
and deer resistant too, Len.
That's right. That's right.
That's another
another thing too.
Mm-hmm.
I do like it. I do like it because it adds that color into your garden that you don't get in many places.
That's right.
The next one is a holly. And it's an American holly called Maryland Dwarf. Mm-hmm. Full sun. It doesn't get very tall. It's a low-growing native. Again, a native. For those of you out there that are lean towards native, we are nativars.
Yes.
You and I.
Yes, we are.
Native plants, but better varieties.
Yes.
Like, I wonder if this could be a nativar because it's Maryland Dwarf.
Yeah, could be.
Anyway, that shows my ignorance. It can tolerate somewhat moist soil, so you can get some of those areas where it's a little wet, not too wet,
right.
Not too wet,
right.
You know, I guess moist, not wet.
Right.
Again, leaves, broad spreading leaves, and it has some winter interest as well. I don't know. It's beautiful, and it can be in small spaces because it's not a big, giant American holly, like, you know, one of the American holly trees. Hardy to zone 6 to 9.
There you go.
All right.
That's a beauty.
All right, Julio, I'm going to take this one because it's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say. it's a tough one.
Because this is where we always seem to use the we always use common names when it comes to this. Well, what this word?
Yeah, come on.
The
now.
Common name is mountain mint.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. That's right. Botanical name. That's going to be pie. Like pi r squared. Pi santhamum. Oh, as in like chrysanthemum, pisanthemum. Anyway, it is a great plant. It spreads. Yes. It gets to be about maybe 18 inches tall. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have the problem with powdery mildew.
Great.
It can grow in somewhat moist soils. Mm-hmm. Pollinator. Oh, my gosh. It attracts butterflies, and it attracts everything.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Everything. And also, it is deer resistant.
Look at that.
Deer resistant.
Look at that. We're giving you some deer-resistant plants here.
Right. So now you can grow them, and rather than – you'll see them grow rather than feed the deer.
That's right.
All right. You can look at this list. It's phsonline.org, and you'll find the gold medal plant list.
Yeah.
But not only these new ones, but they'll have the entire list in a database that'll be right there. So make sure you look through it. And, again, that's – phsonline.org, O-R-G. All right. Anything to add, Julio?
Yeah, the PHS, they have great resources there.
They really do.
They do, don't they?
They really do.
Yeah.
They really do. It's an amazing organization, and we can't say enough good things about it. So if you're looking for a donation, that's you should contact them.
That's right.
You know, save some money on your taxes. Uh-huh. Again, they are one of the organizations that are worthy
yes,
of it.
Yes, they are.
All right, got another break. We'll be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880, and we'll see you in the garden. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant, paired with the perfect container, can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend.
Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Julio, you tell me your hellebores are starting to bud up.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe that.
Oh, yeah.
It's been in the teens.
I know.
And they're budding up. It's amazing. And
it is.
Are they still evergreen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they still have the green leaves on them?
Yes, they do.
Didn't go brown?
No, didn't go brown.
That's pretty amazing.
I'm excited already.
You should be.
Yeah.
Now, hellebores are also known as Lenten rose because their normal time is that they'll bloom real early spring around the Christian observance of Lent. Mm-hmm. Now, that has changed a little bit because to get some of the new varieties to flower, that they flower it at a little bit different time. So I think it's either a little bit later.
Later on, yeah.
Yeah, that, but the improvements, we say all the time that horticulture is science and that the science that are done to improve plants and breed plants, it is just amazing.
Amazing. Yeah.
It is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
What we're talking about is the new variety is called, let's see, I want to make sure I get this right, is Spring Kiss, Julio?
Frost Kiss. Right?
Frost Kiss.
Yes.
Frost Kiss.
Kiss, yep.
And here's the difference. The old style hellebores, or Lenten rose, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, their flowers would hang down and they'd be somewhat pendulous, so you wouldn't see the color in the flower as well.
That's right.
As you could.
Yeah.
The Frost Kiss variety, they have their heads facing up so that when you look down, you can see the full color and the full inside of the flower.
Science, there you go.
That's it. It's breeding. Mm-hmm. Breeding.
Yeah.
Natives.
Oh, I love it.
Natives. Bah, humbug. Anyway, so look, when you're... Right. Go out to your garden center. It's a little bit early, but in the beginning of March, for sure, end of February, start looking for the Frost Kiss variety because they are incredible.
They are. Get out there early because they're going to go quick.
They do.
I'm telling you.
They do.
It's a hot plant.
It is very hot. It's amazing. And, you know, our buddy, that Dr. Armitage, is the one who... You know, he turned us on to this plant, I guess it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we were at a trade show and we were talking to him. And he said, come here. And we followed him over to where one of the producers were. And he was like,
look at this.
Yeah. And he was right.
Yep.
He was right.
Yes, he was.
I mean, it is amazing. And the colors, too, because the colors, there's pink and there's like a not burgundy. It's like a purplish color.
Yeah.
The white is beautiful.
Yeah, I have that one.
The white is, you do?
Yep.
Yours are white?
Yep.
Okay. I have the perfect spot for them too.
Oh, yeah.
They can grow in the shade.
Yes.
And they'll tolerate the shade.
Oh, beautifully.
They can go a little bit dormant in the summertime. Do yours go dormant in the summer?
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
And when do they come back? In the fall, it's got to be. So
yeah, in the fall. Summer.
When it's cooler?
Yeah, it's cooler.
So they just don't like the heat.
No,
you know, we talk about pansies all the time, and that where pansies will disappear during the summertime because they don't like the heat, but they'll tolerate that those seasons where you plant them in the fall, and then they'll stay green over the winter, and then in the spring they'll start flowering like crazy.
Oh yeah,
like crazy. Mm-hmm. So
deer resistant too.
Another one.
Yeah, another one.
We've got a theme going. I really didn't realize it.
Yeah.
So go a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Start looking for your hellebores at your local garden center.
Yes.
Try to find that Frost Kiss variety.
Yeah, beautiful.
There are always copycats. So the Frost Kiss variety is what you're looking for, but you're just looking for the improved variety of hellebores that where you'll see their flower face will be up and you'll be able to see the colors, and it's just an amazing plant.
Amazing.
Amazing plant. So we'll be right back right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers.
Sickles Market, Little River, New Jersey. Espen Shades Garden Centers and Greenhouse, Fleetwood, Pennsylvania. Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, we had a caller, Paul, who listens to Bloomers in the Garden hotline. And where's he from?
Morristown.
Morristown. Okay, Morristown. And he was struggling with houseplants, and listen to what he has to say.
Hi, this is Paul from Morris County. I have an apartment that gets very little light in any of the rooms. It does have a big bay window in the bedroom, so all the light is outside on the windowsill. But I can't put anything on the windowsill. I have no terraces, no balcony, and then the light the later day goes around to the living room on the other side of the apartment. But then again, It does create a lot of low light throughout the apartment, but it doesn't seem to get enough for plants. I've had plants in here that have shriveled up. Not a lot, but a couple I've had. So I have no idea really how to keep a plant in here. I had a poinsettia for several days, so they last several days inside. But that's about all. So I don't know what kind of plants I could put in. So I'd like strong recommendations, please. Thank you. I would love to with T-shirt, too. Bye for now. I hope to hear from you.
All right, Paul.
Well, Paul, yeah. Picked on that. Everybody listening, if you are used on the air, you get a free Bloomers in the Garden T-shirt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so call us.
Call.
Hey, Shriveled up. He used that word several times.
Yes, he did.
And that even a plant that doesn't get high light, shriveling up is a sign of lack of water.
Lack of water. Yes.
Lack of water, lack of humidity. Mm-hmm. And we talk about this all the time. Winter is a time when the humidity is at its lowest, just naturally, but also you have a heating system. Mm-hmm. If you have forced hot air blowing around your house, right, you're going to be dry.
Dry.
You're going to be dry. We talk about bloody noses all the time. That's in the wintertime, all of a sudden I get a bloody nose for no reason. And it's because your house and the environment that you're in is so dry. And your plants are going through this at the same time.
Yeah, struggling.
His poinsettia should not have shriveled up.
Yeah.
Not have shriveled up. The bloom was already set. It was the bracts were the things that have the color. I can understand that maybe the yellow part in the center fell out,
right,
but those, it should not have shriveled up.
Yes.
You know, should have lasted more than a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, really? Well, you called Paul, right?
Yes, I did, yes.
What did you guys talk about? Let me hear.
Well, you know, I said to him, you know, you had to put the plants in there that don't need much light, first of all, because you don't have hardly any at all. So I said to him, you know, these are the kind of plants you need. I said, pothos is a great plant that doesn't need a lot of light.
Right.
The snake plant is another one that you know, he could have used, and so I gave him those directions.
Right. Fiddleleaf fig is
another one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like cast iron plant.
Yeah, really.
Aglaonema.
Aglaonema, another
that's
one.
My,
yeah.
That's one. Of, that's my favorite plant.
Yeah, I know.
It is my favorite plant. Monstera.
Monstera. Yes, another one.
And basically philodendron. Mm-hmm. You know, and ZZ plant.
Oh gosh.
No. All those can take low light.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he had a bay window in his bedroom.
Right.
And that he could put a plant stand
right next to it.
And I started wondering too, it's like, okay, he keeps using the word shrivel.
Shrivel, yeah.
If he's watering it, it shouldn't be shriveling.
Right.
But if he is got them too close to the window, and we've had 16 degrees, and he's up outside of New York in North Jersey, that thing could just be freezing. So you
got to
keep, a draft. Poinsettias, like if that poinsettia only lasted a week, poinsettias hate a draft.
Hate a draft. Yeah, I know.
So that might be a problem.
Yeah, I think that's a problem.
That might be a problem. You suggested grow lights.
Yes,
I did.
You know, I said if you don't have anything, you know, that that's going to take the real, really dark areas, just get maybe a grow light.
Yeah, you know? and that they're so common these days.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not that
from
bad.
From people growing pot.
Yeah. Yeah, is that what it is?
That's what it is. Anyway. Yeah, no, these are for my house plants.
Yeah,
anyway, so as far as Paul, keep the humidity up, keep watering, don't give up. Don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up.
You know, you can, you know, some of the suggestions like that we made, pothos, aglaonema, philodendron, monstera, ZZ plant, fiddleleaf fig, snake plant, all are easily maintained.
No problem.
Just watch
your watering.
Yep, watch your watering.
Yeah, don't overwater either.
Yep. And listen, everybody out there, just like Paul, he got a t-shirt.
Right.
All you need to do is give us a call, ask us a question. If you're faced with a horticultural problem, gardening problem, houseplant problem, lawn problem, we're here to take care of you. We'll be right back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. 1880, and we'll see you in the garden. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brome Squirrel Proof Feeder, which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds.
Bloomer's Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomer's Blend. Bloomer's Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomer's Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomer's Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice, turning brown thumbs green, for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Julio,
I'll tell you what.
Lots of things do. You know, lots we can get out in the garden again by pruning our fruit trees.
That's right.
But going to Grounds for Sculpture.
Oh, yes, I'm looking forward
for
to hearing.
A psychedelic experience.
That's right.
Anyway, you can join Julio and I here next week at the same exact time right here in the garden.
All right. Hey, don't forget to when you go to your favorite garden center, tell them that you listen to Bloomers in the Garden.
That's right. That's right. And thank you, producer extraordinaire, Brett Kronberger. See you next week, Brett.
See you, Brett.
We'll see you in the garden.
See you in the garden.